This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shus Achoshev Tzibur. Chazal tell us in Masechtas Yuma that 40 years before the Churban, many different things changed in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the things that Chazal tell us is that the Dalsos HaHeichal, the doors of the Heichal, Niftochos Me'alehen, opened from themselves. Until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave a scream at the doors. And he said the following words, Heichal, Heichal, mipnei ma'atam mavis atzmecha. Why are you making a fear? Yoidea nibach shesoifach osid lecharef. That's the Lashon HaGemara. A Gemara which we have to understand that not bechinom what a dalsos haheichal niftachos. There must be a remez why that happened 40 years before the Churban to teach us why there was a Churban. And we have to understand who did Rabbi Yochanan scream at a haheichal. He screamed at the doors of the haheichal, which is not mistaber. The doors of the haheichal, we don't talk to a door. The Sfasemes in Masechtas Yuma says that Gar was not in the Heichal. He was Gar b'libayseyen shal Yisrael. He gave a scream into the hearts of Klal Yisrael to wake them up l'idei tshuva, and then the doors closed. So it's for us to learn what lies in this Gemara and how to hear that Ga'ara of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How to hear Bizmanenu that Ga'ara of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and what we can do to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash Bizmanenu. I think that to take one Nekuda, not Chas V'Shalom, that we're here to say that this is Zo Nekuda, because there is nobody that can say anything to point a finger at this is the Nekuda that we have to focus on. But to take a Nekuda that is very important to focus on. And we'll talk about the peh of a person, the koyach hadibur of a person, which is ultimately what a person is. Because in the Torah HaGedosha it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a person from the earth. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, kaviyochol, instilled in him, blew into him, a chelek elokeim mimal, a neshama hakedosha, vayihi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. Nefesh chaya, says the Targum, leruach memalala, a talking being. So if one wants to know what we are, a person is somebody that has the ability to talk. And therefore, when a person has koyach hadibur, he is a person. So let us talk about what the koyach hadibur of a person is, and how much a person has to watch his koyach hadibur. The Heilige Chasam Sofer writes in Parashas Korach, Korach came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Bayis molei svarim, a bayis that's full of svarim, needs a mezuzah on the door or does not need a mezuzah on the door. What did Korach want from Moshe Rabbeinu? What was lying in that moshul of a bayis molei svarim with a mezuzah on the Pesach? And the Heilige Chasam Sofer says a pshat. Bias goes on the goof of a person is called a bias. You can have a bias mole svarim. You can have a person that's full of Torah. If there is a mezuzah on the Pesach, what is the Pesach of a person? What is the door to a person? The opening of a person is his mouth, his peh. If there is a mezuzah on the door, meaning shmira on the Pesach, then it's good. If not, a bayis malei svarim, and it doesn't have a mezuzah on the Pesach, it has no shavius. The Chassam Sofer says, neire de kishperach, a bayis could be empty completely and has a mezuzah on the Pesach that has already kedusha, as long as it's not beis ha-teven, as long as it's not beis ha-bokar, as long as he doesn't do averos and he watches his mouth, that person is kadosh ya'amar lei, and a person can be a bayis malei svarim, and he doesn't watch his koyach hadibur, then the koyach hadibur that he doesn't watch destroys him. Because without a koyach hadibur, the bayis malei svarim is nothing. This Chassam Sofer teaches us to focus what means shmiras ha-peh and to what degree we have to have shmiras ha-peh. When we talk about shmiras ha-peh, our mind right away goes to think about Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is Sur Meira. There is Sur Meira and Asay Teiv in Shmiras HaPeh. Sur Meira, it means to go away from bad, not to do Averes. We're talking to a tzibur that watches itself with Lashon Hara, that wouldn't dare speak Lashon Hara knowingly. I wouldn't do chas v'shalom a mitzias of doing an aveira with the dibur. But what means asay toiv of shmiras ha-peh? How far are we from the edelkeit of language? That language should be pure. Language should be a language that has no comparison to the language of the goy, or chas v'shalom, lower than the goy. How much are we affected by the world's language? Many of you, or maybe all of you, don't understand why there are still people that don't have text. One of the first avlis that there are in a text phone is that it teaches you the slang of the street. Whether you like it or not, it tells you how to end your sentences and how to write the goyish sprach of the world. And if you think it doesn't mean anything talking the slang of the world, it means a lot. Because it means losing kedushas apeh. It means losing kedusha. Kedusha is taich mufrish umuvdol, separated from the world. And dibur has to be separated the most from the world, because that is the mitzius of a yid, is his dibur. Do you know why a mouse is called peh? Why is a mouse called peh? We all know that we have five moitzois apeh. There are five different places where the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis come from. Four letters come from the garein, other letters come from the tongue, others from the cheek, others from the teeth, others from the lips. Five mitzvos apeh. Says in Svarim Akdashim, if all five mitzvos apeh are toiv, are good, then you have a peh. Because five times toiv, five times 17 is 85. That's called having a peh. When all your mitzvahs are peh, are good, are toiv, are completely the way they should be. But when our language is permeated by what the goyish gas is languages, and again, we're talking to a tzibur that's not chashud whatsoever to utter a letter of nivel peh out of their mouth. Chas v'chalila, a tzibur of Yidden, I'll never talk on the word of nivul peh. But to talk letters or words that are not pure, that are not pure language, maybe to give the right marshal for a tzibur what means pure. My mother, Alea Shalom, never told us to go eat. And probably a lot of your parents never said such a word. They told you, Gei macha beracha, go make a beracha, Gei vashti the hand, go wash your hands. I was never in my life told to go to sleep. We were told to lay kirishma. So what's the difference? Oh, you don't have kimina if your talk is about Gashmias or your talk is about the Rebbeinu Shalom. How much different does a child grow up when food means making a beracha? When a suda means washing your hands? And when sleep means laying kirishma? Because Gashmias is not part of your language. Purity of speech is what we are here to talk about. Uplifting speech. That speech should be something that has to it Kedusha. And to watch that Kedusha, not only for some time in the day, not to realize that Avodas Hashem is something that's 24/7. One of the things that happened on Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, one of the five things that happened on Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, we are told, is Butal Atomit. Those of you who said in the morning, Slichos, know that all the Kabbanos were bottle, not only the Tomit was bottle. So why does it say Butal Atomit? It should say Butal Avodas HaKabbanos. I heard from the Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, Zchusayadnu Aleinu. Butal Atomit means the Avoda of Tmidius. Tomit signifies an Avoda of day in and day out, Baboika Ba'erev, every single day, without missing a day, without missing a morning, without missing an afternoon. Continuous Avodas Hashem. One of the things that happened on Shiva Aser B'Tammuz is that Klal Yisrael lost their connection to Hashem on a Tmidius Dikaifen. Being connected 24/7, not losing your connection to the Eibishter, staying connected, that's Tomit. Shiva Aser B'Tammuz is Butal Atomit. And the avoid of Shiva Aser B'Tammuz is to remind ourselves that we have to put back the tmidius in our Aveda, the continuity in our Aveda. That Avodas Hashem is not something that we do only sometimes. Avodas Hashem is something that has 24/7. Avsham Shirafal Hirsh, in his Pirish on Chomish and Parshas Va'era, talks about the Dalit L'Shainis of Geula. And he says, it says in the Dalit L'Shainis of Geula, two different languages. It says, V'lakachti Eschem Li La'om. What does it mean, V'lakachti Eschem Li La'om? What does the word Om mean? Om means a nation. Zaklab Shamsha Falhish. What's the difference between a Yid and a Goy? A Goy does his Avodas Atiflus, and we go to Shul. What's the difference between the two? Zaklab Shamsha Falhish, because a Goy has religion. Religion means once a day, once a week, five times a day, but it's only religion. His nationality is which his nation is. He could be a Protestant and be an English Protestant, a French Protestant, an American Protestant. And he will act like an American 24/7, except when he goes to his religion. The Rebbeinu Shalom Zok Tayid Velekachtem Eschem Li La'om. You are my nation. Rabbi Shammai Shlomo Fall Hirsch says clearly, there is no such thing as a German Jew, and as an American Jew, and as a French Jew. Because your nationality is Yiddishkeit. You don't have any other nationality. Because Yiddishkeit is not only when you daven or when you do your Avodas Hashem. Yiddishkeit is Tmidius, 24/7. Because that is Taichayit. Hagoyin Hagodl, Rabbi Shal Yisrael, Paisik Adair, Rabbi Meshe Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik, Vikadish Leveracha, Shalayiniach Achrav Kimeise, said, why do we teach our children when they start Gemara Eilu Mitzies? Why not teach them things that are Negea? Maybe some of our Chachamim think that they could change it also. Why? What's the reason to teach him Eilu Mitzies? What does he have to know? A Mitzvah, Kav Bar Ba'amis, Chatzin Kav B'Shtei Amis. What does he have to have all these complicated Gemaras? Teach him Tfilas HaShachar, teach him Keset Mavarchim, things that are Negei for him. What is this Eilu Mitzies all about? Zok Rabbi Meshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Leveracha. The reason is, because if you teach him a beracha, then he's only a yid when he makes a beracha. You teach him davening, he's only a yid when he davens. You teach him Eilu Mitzies, you teach him he's a yid in the middle of the street. The Torah Gdosh is mechayiv him. What he sees in the street, an object. The Torah Gdosh goes with him in the streets of New York. He has the Torah Gdosh together with him. That's what you have to teach a child. That Yiddishkeit is Tmidius. Yiddishkeit is not learning and davening, and whenever you do Avedis Hashem, Yiddishkeit is a Tmidius to Kaveda. And that's the Churm of Yudzayim Betamus, that Butalat Tomit, the Tmidius of Avedis Hashem, and maybe putting in the right perspective of looking at Avedis Hashem as a religion, or maybe as a constraint, but not looking at it as a way of life and a way of nationality. That's the churm of Yudzayim Betamus, the lack of connection to Hashem, of an emes, of a tmidis tikaifen. When it comes to Kedusha Sadibur, how much more does that tmidius, how much more does that tmidius have to come, and how much more does that tmidius have to be, that we should have Kedusha Sadibur in tmidius? The Megala Amukis points out the word Kedusha. The Megala Amukis points out the word Kedusha has five letters to it. A Kuf, a Dalet, a Vav, a Shin, and a Hey. Look how interesting these five letters are. A Hey comes from the Moitzei HaGorein. From the Gorein comes a Aleph, a Hey, a Ches, and a Ayin. The Ois Hei comes from the Gorein. A Shin comes from the Shinayim. A Vav comes from the lips. Beis, Vav, Mem, Pei come from the lips. A Dalit comes from the tongue, Datlenas. A Kuf comes from the cheeks. So in the word Kedusha, Dr. Megal Amukais, there's one letter from every one of the Hevetzei Saper. Because the Kedusha of the Yid is totally in the Kedusha of his mouth. That's what Kedusha is totally. The Kedusha Tiyu of the Yid. The Ki'am Kodesh Atal Hashem Elekecha. The mind of the Yid that we are Kash Kedushim and we make a barach every day of Asher Kedshonu B'mitzveisav. And what is totally Kedusha? Kedusha is tali in Kedusha Sadibur. Kedusha is tali that the five mitzvahs haper have to be kodesh. Where does a person learn not to speak pure? Everybody knows that speech and shmia go together. Everybody knows that nobody could speak what he doesn't hear. And the lack of Kedusha that there is today comes from the lack of watching what we hear, of watching the Shmia. Could somebody explain me why our children, Yeshiva Bacharim, and girls who are learning in our Heilige Meistis have to hear our candidates talk? What does it do for them? What does it enlighten them? What Kedusha does it give them? What language do they learn to speak? And Rachman and Litzlan, I've taken one bocher after another, one girl after another. All of them have heard them. Not Chas V'Shalom on the radio, nor on a telephone line. That's officially a kosher line. When you hear filth, you talk filth. When you hear impure language and impure thoughts, it's metame the machshava, it's metame the dibur. It's time we wake up. We live in a degraded, immoral world, and we have to separate ourselves from the world. We have nothing to look for in the world. 100 years ago, you could have read the chayim. The world has something to sell for us. The world has something to give us. In today's immoral world, in today's degraded world, the world has zero what to give us. And it takes our Kedusha Saper, and it takes our Kedusha of our mouth, Le'aleinu v'le'aleichem, to lose the tam of a Yiddish mouth, to lose the tam of Yiddishkeit. The Koyach of a Yid, we learned in Rashi, in Parashas Chukas, that Edom told Klal Yisrael, we have a Yerusha, and Koyach Hanela Bepeh. Our whole Koyach is Koyach Adibur, the Koyach of Tefillah. In Mishnah Rabbaran, Fnagoy Nagod El Morin, Rabbaran Kotla, Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Leberacha, points out it over Nuira Admiyeh. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in Tosfos and Baba Kama on page Merubah, went up to Shemayim 3 times. On Yud Ches Tamuz, he went up again. Till Chof Tesov, what did he go up again for? Shteit in Chazal, he went up to turn over every single stone in Shemayim with Tefillah, and he was mischabit by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the Rabbeinu Shem should be Meichel Klal Yisrael. Zok Rabban Dvorim Neiroim, what is the Avodah that starts on Shabbos and Ben Tammuz until Tisha B'Av? What is the country, what is our Avodah in these days? Our Avodah in these days is to concentrate on Tefillah. Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did these days. Comes Rosh Chodesh Elul, Yom Kippur Katan, Elul, Meblos Shofar, we wake up, it's Elul. Rav Aaron says, if not for these 40 days of Tefillah, there would have never been an Elul. And a Yid's Elul depends on how much he uses these days for Tefillah. Tefillah comes out of a mouth. Tefillah comes out of a peh. How pure does the peh have to be to talk to the Heilige Bashefer? Why don't we make a cheshbin? It says in Abeinu, the Rechaim HaKadosh brings it in this week's parasha. It says in Abeinu, the Rechaim HaKadosh brings it in Parashas Pinchas on the Pasik, Lefuva, Mishpachas Apuni. It says in Rechaim HaKadosh, B'Shem Abeinu Yoina, he calls them Chsidei Yisrael. It says in Abeinu Yoina, that the mouth of a person has Kedushas Klisharis. A klisharis. You took a klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash and you drank in it a glass of water because you were thirsty and it was hot. You were moil behegdish. The pair of a person has Kiddush is Klisharis of the Chaim HaKadosh in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Why do we have to have Kiddush is Klisharis? Because when we daven to the Eibishter, we do Avodah. Open up a Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tzadik Ches, and see that the Heilige Mechaber writes that you could be Mefage in the Tefillah. You can make a Tefillah Pigul. Because Tvilo is Avoidus, Akabono is Tvilo, is Mamogam Tmidim Tiknum. So Tvilo needs a Klisharis in order to daven. And if you have a Klisharis that davens for the Eibishter, then it's Avoidah. But if you're Mechalul the Kedusha of a Klisharis, if you take the Klisharis that the Eibishter gave you, instead of using it for what you should use it for, you use it what you shouldn't use it for. And you machal the Kedusha, so it's missing in the Avodah of Tefillah. The Avodah of Tefillah is missing a Klisharis, Rabbi Yisai. How frightening it is to make that cheshbon. All that we have today is Tefillah. All that we have left today is Tefillah. All that we have is a koyach to the Eibishter, to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to reisen Welten mit Tefillah. And if it doesn't come from a klisharis, what's our hope? The Eibishter gitun amoyer dike chesed. Amoyer dike chesed the Eibishter did for us. Every day a new day. We make a brach in the morning, Anoisel Asech Rivino, La'avchim Be'yem Uvein Leila. The Heilige Chedusherim writes, the Sassemet brings it in Pashas Re'ei. Every day is a new day, a new b'chira. The Neshama went up at night, it comes down in the morning, Moidani Lefanach, Oshach Zat, Rebbe Nishmasi, I got back my Karech HaDibur, Rebbe Nishlam brought me back my Neshama, I'm back, I'm a Daber. I have a pure mouth in the morning. It was cleansed that night. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to daven before we talk all the stupidities of the world. The Eitzah is to talk, to daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom with a pure mouth. Unsere Zedis, unsere Eltern Zedis, Chsidim v'Anshei Maisa, were makpid not to talk before davening. For them it was hard. They got up 4 o'clock in the morning. They learned 4 or 5 hours before davening. And not to talk at Dvarim B'Tehillim before davening was an Avodah. We could take that same Avodah, make it an easier Avodah, or realize what we gain. We talk to the Eibishter with purity. We talk to the Eibishter with a Klisharis. That's the mile of davening in the morning before we talk, before davening. Agav. What's the mile of not being toyim before davening? We're not talking about people that are chaylim and they can't daven without drinking before davening. Aber the Marash, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, writes that a person who doesn't not toyim before davening, his davening has kedushas yom kippur. Nachamol, a person who doesn't not toyim before davening and he's still fasting when he's davening, he wasn't toyim anything. His davening is bebchinis the tefillas of yom kippur. Dvarim nifloim admiyet. What a person can gain with a little bit giving away from himself. A little bit makarova, a little bit giving away from himself. Nicht noch zu geben jede Sach. Nicht zu reden fahren davenen. Not to check the email before davening. Not to have to do with this world before davening. No davenen vernebischten mit der Reinkheit. That's the Aveda. Heichol, was meint Heichol? We started with the Gemara 40 years before. The 40 years before the Churban, the Nifdei Dalsais Ahechal Niftachos Me'aleim. We start Shemin Esre. We say Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Yageti Lasecha. But we say not Yudke Vovke. It says Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Svasai Tiftach. It says the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Ki Yudua that Heichal is begimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The koyach hadibur of a person comes through the Shem Adma. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Svasai Tiftach. You know why the Dalsas are Heichal one of Tochos Me'aleim? To be meramis to Klal Yisrael, that their mouths are open from themselves. They don't think what they talk. They don't have Yeshiva Das what they talk. Their mouths talk by themselves. That's why the Niftoch is Me'aleim, because they came to tell you what's going to bring Churban. You know it brings Churban Amigdash. You know it brings Churban of Kedusha Amigdash. The Churban of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Churban of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is the Kedusha Sapeh of Klal Yisrael that became Charev. Where does it say in the Torah Churban? The Heilige Chassam Sofer writes in Drashas that the Maisa of Yankov Avinu with Tzorei Shel Esav was Leil Tisha B'Av. And its Merum is in the Torah of Ateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov. The Chassam Sofer says Yerech is Rosh Teva is Yam Rokia Kisei. And Tzorei Shel Esav took the chof of Yerech, the kaf of Yerech, and he chepped the kaf, and he made chub mamigdash. In Shlo HaKadosh it says, what means vateika kaf Yerech Yaakov? I will only say over here for Shlo what's negaya to us. What's the difference between a pei and an end of pei? The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, the Dardiki darshan the Peh, and they darshan the Peh, they darshan the Aleph Beis, and the Dardikis came to the Peis, and they said a Peh is a Peh for Suach and a Peh Sosum. A regular Peh is closed, is a Peh Sosum. A open Peh is a Peh for Suach. Zok the Heilige Shlo. Vateika kaf Yerech Yaakov. Two things he did. He took the chof and closed it, and the pei and opened it. I will not talk about the chof, it's not Negeya now. The pei and opened it. He took the pei that's supposed to be sosum and made the pei a peh pesuach. That's what wrote Churban. Vateika kaf Yerech Yaakov. That's where Churban Amigdash came. Came from opening up the mouths of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Dalsas HaHeichol told them, that the Koyach of the Peh is open from itself. There's nobody to close it. Till it came Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Gor Bohem, and he closed the Eden's mouths with the Gor of Techli B'Seyem Shal Yisrael. Kom Shiva'ase B'Tamus. A day that we lost our connection with the Eibishter. Let me ask you a very simple question. We all look at Shiva'ase B'Tamuz as the day of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was Tezayin Tamuz and not Yudzayin Tamuz. Yudzayin was Nishtabru Aluches. And that's why in the Mishnah it says, what happened on Yudzayin B'Tamuz, Nishtabru Aluches. It doesn't say Chet HaEgel. What does it mean, Nishtabru Aluches? It means that chibur that we had with the Eibishter. That connection that we had with the Eibishter, the connection that we had through the Luchos Rishonos, that was broken on Yudzayim B'Tamuz. Yudzayim B'Tamuz, we lost our connection. What connection states today? Tfilah. Tfilah, says in Svarim, is from Lashon Niftalti, from Lashon Chibur, from Lashon Tzomet Posel, from a Lashon of being Mechaber myself to the Eibishter. That's what tefillah is. Chibur to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Eibishter gave us that we have a koach tefillah that we could connect back to the Eibishter. Nishtavru aluchos. Bottle atomid. We will bottle the carbon which is skarvus to the Eibishter, which is closeness to the Eibishter. Obviously, give a little one thing that we have to connect to the Eibishter. What state to connect to the Eibishter? Tefillah state to connect to the Eibishter. Tefillah is our connection. And if our avoidance in these weeks of the Bein HaMitzarim is that what that we could get back to the Eibishter. The Heilige Magid of Mizritch teach the Pasuk in Eicha, Kol Reit Fea Yisigua Bein HaMitzorim. Whoever runs after the Eibishter could get Kaviyachol the Eibishter in these days of Bein HaMitzorim. You could be Reit Fea, you could run after the Eibishter these days. And you could get to the Eibishter and you'd be able to connect to the Eibishter in Bein HaMitzorim. So the Anavtocha from the Heilige Magid, Kol Reit Fea, whoever runs after the Eibishter, Yisigua will be masig it, will get it, Bein HaMitzorim. Where's Reit Fea? How do you get to the Eibishter? How do you run after the Eibishter? One way, Tfila. Tfila is Reit Fea. That's how you have Reit Fea. You want to connect. You have a rotzing to connect. That's our only koyach. That's our only koyach. There's one more koyach that we have. Tfila alone is a moyadiki koyach. But let's revisit yesterday's parasha. In Sof parasha yesterday, state, a moyadiki maisa that happened with a nasi bi Yisrael. Veheima boichin pesach oil moyad. They were crying. What did crying help? Where comes crying? Ibechaz and Nagot, maybe many of you have heard it already, but I think for the one person that didn't hear it, it's Kedai Ibechaz. The Rambam writes two places that the world is like the layers of an onion. Meaning that just like the layers of an onion, one layer is on top of the other, so too one world surrounds the other world. One world, another world, another world, and another world. Rab Chaim Kinyevsky, Moran, Agoyin, Agodl, Shalit, Rabban, Shal Yisrael, writes in the Agoyis and Rambam that this Rambam is a Zohar HaKadosh, in Tikkunei Zohar, that says that the world is Kegildei Bitzalim. What's the Moshul? What's the Fadins Kegildei Bitzalim? I saw in a sefer from a Yid Bizmanenu, a vort that's worth $1 million. The Eibishter made a noir de kizach, that when you take an onion and you cut it, it causes you to cry. Why? Why? You'll ask everybody, as I is this. It's a darn Eibishter of the Welt. Why did the Eibishter make you cry when you cut onions? Because the Eibishter wanted to tell you how you cut through the worlds. The worlds are like Gildei Bitzalim. The Eibishter wants to tell you, how do you get through all the worlds? How do you cut through the worlds when there's a big hester upon him? How do you cut through the worlds? With demois you cut through the worlds. So the Eibishter made you a marshal in the world that when you have a Bitzalim, when you have Bitzalim, you have tears to teach you that that's how you cut through worlds. Behema boich in Pesach ha'el moed with a nirdikiz man of Esther upon him. A nirdikiz man of Esther upon him. The Tver Shleimah says there was no zman in the whole Dera Midbar as black as that day. Ba'etzeh, one etzeh, behema boichim. Why? Why is the moed so important? The Heilige Sasemis asks, what's the word demois? What does the word demois mean? Comes from the Lashon Dimua. Dimua means mixed in. Dr. Sasemes, when a person cries, it means that the voice talking came from the heart. That's why Bechi is Begematria Leif. Because when there's heart in the Diburim, then it touches your Pneumius and then you cry. And a tefillah that comes from Pneumius, nothing could stop it. That's why Shari Dmois Leininanu. It's not the tears. It's what the tears prove. The tears prove that there is a pneumius to the tefillah. It's coming from the Oimek Halev. And the tefillah that's coming from the Oimek Halev has the koyach to cut through all the status that there are. And that's the Seyd of Ehema Boichem Pesach Ha'il Mayet. And that's our koyach. If these days of Bein HaMitzorim are days of crying, our days that were nikvah to cry, we could use the tears for a good thing. We could use the tears to cry on our tefillos. And use our tefillos to connect back to the Eibishter. To make that connection that we have to make. and reconnect to the Eibishter through tefillah. That is our tikkun on the day of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. We lost our connection with the Eibishter. Let's reconnect with the Eibishter with tefillah, with a tmidistik tefillah, with tmidistik koyach tefillah. And tefillah has a lot to do where we daven. Tefillah has a lot to do with the surroundings that a person davens in. The Eibishter gave us Bote Migdash Ma'at for a reason, because he wanted that you have Kedusha. It says in Shevet Musa, on his Pirish on Yerushalmi, that when the Eibishter was Machriv the Beis HaMikdash, he told a Malach should take stones of the Beis HaMikdash to every single place where there'll be a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses, and put down a stone that every single place should have Kedushas HaMikdash. As I state in Shevet Musa, the Matzot of Harav Zecher Tzadik Levracha used to be ruggled to say it over. Dvorim Neroim. Maybe we'll realize why it's not so poshet to daven wherever I am. Maybe we'll realize I'm by a chasen and nu. Fasam charayin chap ma'amayrev. I'll go to a shul afterwards. What's the difference, this minion or that minion? Da, ashtem from Beis HaMikdash, and da, nish da, ashtem from Beis HaMikdash. Ganz poshet. Kiddushas HaBeis HaKnesses, Kiddushas HaBeis HaMedrash means a lot for a tefillah. And how much more does it mean when a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash are protected? That doesn't come in, Dvarim Shoinim into a Beis HaKnesses, and a Beis HaKnesses stays with Kiddushasa and doesn't let its walls be permeated by the outside world. So we have to realize the milo of davening in a Beis HaMedrash, davening in a shul, has a connection special to the Beis HaMikdash. And uplifting Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash is a chelik of being Mesak and Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because every single Beis HaMedrash has a koyach of Beis HaMikdash in it. And the more we uplift their Kedusha, the more we restore Kedusha's HaMikdash. And with that koyach, we can be zeicha to see with our own eyes. And the Eibishter brings back Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.